7th, 1941, a normal day, nothing expected to be out of the ordinary or special. The land was quiet and calm. The only sound being made was the soft rhythm of waves crashing against the beach in the distance. Boom! Suddenly, aircraft flew through the air, causing chaos to spread throughout the town. People were gushing throughout their houses and pushing one against each other like a mob of animals. The sky turned into a smoky blood red that reflected the earth filled with fire and corruption. More and more bullets fell down from the sky, and more bombs fell too, rupturing every building to the tiniest speck of itself. Hello, America. Tonight, December 7th, 1941, I am joined with U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to discuss the recent events involving the intense relationship going on with Japan. It is a pleasure to have you here on my podcast tonight, since I know how busy you are lately. So, Mr. President, I will be asking 5 questions revolving the attack on Pearl Harbor. You can answer them as truthfully as you would like, because I know our audience is eager to hear your view on these current events.
Thanks for having me today.
It's no problem. So today, what exactly happened?
So today's December 7th, 1941. It was the day that Japan attacked Hawaii. This day is known as Pearl Harbor. Japan attacked Hawaii since it was like around 4,000 miles away from its own country. The Japanese found that attacking Pearl Harbor was fairly easy because the naval facilities in Hawaii were undefended. They also did this to destroy the Pacific Fleet. Around 8 a.m., Japanese planes filled the sky with dropping bombs and bullets, which caused a lot of damage.
Well, today is sure a great day that will go down in history. It's a shame. So how many injuries and casualties were there due to this unfortunate event?
Unfortunately, 2,403 workers and innocent citizens were killed due to this terrible event. On top of this, 1,178 bystanders were injured. I am deeply sorry for the loss of all those innocent lives that were just like injured or died from this attack. And sadly, their grieving family will need to find comfort soon. In addition to this shocking news, it had made the decision of us going against war against Germany and Japan and Italy, because Japan made us convinced to bargain and make peace because they're now attacking us when we're not supposed to be part of the war.
Yeah, that sure seems like a lot of injuries and deaths. Those poor families. I can't believe that Japan could do such a thing. Moving on to the next topic, what was happening with Japan and the United States before this terrible attack?
There was tension between us and Japan, and it started around like the 1937s in July. And they tried to invade China at some point, and during summer, the fall of 1941, the United States demanded Japan to send back their military forces that were staged in the French Indochina in China. In November 26, 1941, when Japan and the United States were negotiating with one another, Japanese forces were secretly traveling to Hawaii to attack the secret base. Finally, on that day, December 7th, 1941, U.S. workers who specialized in breaking codes figured out that Japan was going to break off agreements with the U.S. and disrupt peace between the two countries. This was translated as Japan wanting to go to war with us, so they assumed that there was going to be an attack on that day. By the time they radioed to all of their bases, and it was too late, and Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Commander of Pearl Harbor, General Walter Short, did not receive the message until after the attack. This final event snapped the fragile relationship with Japan and the United States, causing them to go to war against each other.
It sure has been a long journey between the United States and Japan going at each other. It's a shame how this ended like this. So, moving on, how did you make the decision on joining the war?
I didn't decide to join the war yet, but I'm planning to go to Congress and demanding that we should go to war. And the reason for that is because I'm already frustrated with the rising tensions between us and Germany and Japan. And since there was a surprise attack this morning, it just pushed me. And I need to declare Congress to go to war with Japan. And I'm just hoping they'll like approve of this because we need to end this war. It's getting too far.
Sorry, did I disrupt you? Well, I think I could say for myself and the rest of the country that I hope for your declaration against Germany, Japan, and whoever goes against us gets approved by Congress.
Thank you.
So, my final question is, what was the impact of Pearl Harbor for the United States?
Well, to start off with, the Japanese destroyed 20 American ships and more than 300 airplanes. I was very angry by this. And most likely the best idea I can guess why the Japanese would do this is that we used to have an agreement that we would help each other and have a better and stronger economy. However, I was very unhappy with the all the corruption and chaos that was going on, so I decided to uplift the law, and this made the Japanese thought of attacking us will make us bring back the agreement between us to for them to make good, much more money and for us to make much more money. However, this was not the case. We will not put down that agreement between us again, and now they let us, if Congress approves, they let us into a huge global conflict against them. And yes.
Wow, it's a very interesting explanation, and I sure will make my listeners very happy and calm their nerves for the incoming events that will probably happen in the United States.
Well.
Well, I think that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you, Mr. President, for joining me.
You're welcome.
I can safely say that this was a very interesting and, to be honest, fact-filled podcast, and hopefully your declaration to go to war will get approved for Congress, and U.S. citizens will feel much more safe.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.